Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes. This is the audio diary of my life, behind the scenes, I'm a YouTube creator. On the 9th of May, 2025, at 8:05 in the morning. Guess what? A cup of coffee is being made. Lovely Julia and I have already had one. And it's time for a second. We were out yesterday evening. I think I mentioned it. We were off to see... We thought we were going for a quiet... What would you call it? Three couples get together. A lady called Natalie and her husband Darren and Mark and Gloria were staying at this couple, Natalie and Darren's house. And Natalie said, "Oh, do you fancy coming up for a meal?" So we'd seen them before. I've interviewed the lady. She runs a food thing. And they're very nice people. So we said, yeah, that's very kind. They're an hour and a half away, just off the M25, really. And we said, that would be lovely. Thank you so much. You know, it'd be nice to see you. It'd be nice to see Mark and sit down and actually have a meal and a chat. Well, when we got there, thinking it was going to be just a quiet, intimate evening of chatter and talk about the food industry and thing, the whole thing, and just a relaxed evening. Turns out there was 12, at least 12 people, other people, and it turned into a sort of a bit of a party, really, which is not what we were expecting at all. And so there were people that we'd met before, but briefly, recognised faces, that sort of thing, that we'd met before. But anyway, and it was very nice. I mean, it was a lovely, I'm not knocking it at all. It was a very lovely evening. It was just a bit unexpected, that was all. And we were quite tired. We'd been doing our things. It was an hour and a half. We got there a little early. They were running a little bit late because they were cooking for 12. I don't know whether it was a sudden thing, because we were invited to a party that they're doing on Saturday. And we thought, well, we can't do both. And actually, of the two, it would be nicer to have the more quiet evening where we can, chatter and just get to know each other a bit better and that sort of thing. Anyway, it was what it was, so it was fine. But because of the... we knew it was going to be a late finish. Julia had to be back. I had to be back. So we got in last night about, I don't know what it was, 1:15 or something. And by the time we sort of chilled out and had a cup of tea and what have you, it was 2:00 before we were in bed. And so then Julia had to be back because she's looking after her kids, and X needs to head off to work and all of those sort of things, as happens. I've got my emails and video to make and, Naked Englishman, all these things that one does. So we had about 5.5 hours sleep. And we've got in the diary to go up to a place called Mapplethorpe in Lincolnshire. And I don't know how far that is. Apparently they weren't sure whether I was going or not. So at the moment, I just need to have a look, because if it is too ruddy far, I just may not be able to do it, because Julia again is to be back, and it would be different if we were staying up there overnight and could just take it easy. But we're just on the road on these trips doing these quite long things, and often we don't feel we're given much value. You turn up, do half an hour talk, So you go 4 hours, do half an hour talk, hang about a bit, and then go home. And for no money. There we go. Thank you. All right, my love. Yeah. I don't want it to sound like we're moaning, because it isn't that, because we're doing it for... But it does seem to be the same people turn up, and we're not really making much inroads. Love you. With new people. So that's it's a bit frustrating, really. But we do what we do. You know, it is slowly, slowly catchy monkey. But, yes, a lot of people think that we're all making a lot of cash. Pardon? My pleasure, my darling. And, of course, that's not true. It wouldn't be so bad if my book was ready, because then at least I could sell a few books and maybe cover the cost of the diesel. And some places, I don't want to give the completely wrong impression, some places will give us some money. But when I think back to 20 years ago on the old entertainment circuit, and I'd drive, a couple of hours up the road, you would entertain for two or three hours and then come away with a considerable amount of money. That was then, 20 years ago. It's just we all are facing the increase in prices for everything. And now that Billy's having more of these seizures, I'm trying to buy him good quality food. So I think I mentioned we went to the farm shop, and then that was a hefty... I mean, it's valuable stuff, and I have no resentment paying the price for good quality food. It's just on occasions it's all down on my shoulders to try and earn this money, and it's difficult to do that when you're demonetized from YouTube. YouTube won't even let you, and they say it's harmful content. It's quite chilly this morning. It is quite chilly. I'm just going to go and stand in the sun to see what's occurring. Have a look at the sky. We are nearly through with the book, I'm pleased to say, and so it will become easier. One could get a whole load of these printed off, and I think, the book will be valuable. Oh yeah, we came back last night. I'm just going to move the van, actually. We came back last night, and there's this chap with a flatbed commercial vehicle, and he parked it right down the alley. Just taking off the clamp. I have two clamps on my van. One is on a steering. Just bear with me whilst I sort these out. And the other is on the wheel, of course. Anyway, I managed to get a parking space last night, but at 1:15 or whatever it was in the evening, it's a bit much, isn't it, to be manoeuvring your vehicle around. But some people just... Oops, sorry about the noise. Some people just do not have any qualms about where they put their thing. He knows I park up here, and people are just selfish. And I wouldn't park in somebody else's space unless I'd asked them or knew that they were away or something. But some people don't give a monkeys, do they? It is difficult parking around here. It doesn't help with the flats, and they park over this way as well. Right, I got my bits and pieces off, so... I've only got to move the van a matter of yards. If I can turn the key. Left the window open last night. How about that? Let me just try and get I'm going to try and get a bit closer in. There we go. Sorry about the noise. Now I've just got to put everything back again. The van came with this steering lock, which is very good, I have to say. So that's handy. It also came with the toilet and a spare cassette for the toilet. Right. I just got to put the clamp, the noisy clamp back on. And I put this on mainly because you never know when bailiffs will turn up for non-payment of certain things and try to move your vehicle. But if you've already got your own clamp on, it's obviously going to inhibit them a bit. Also, it is quite handy anyway, it's because I'm sure vans of a youngish age in good nick are quite desirable to those who would like them. Sometimes this goes on incredibly easily, and other times it goes on a lot more harder. Ow! I bruised my ribs the other day, and every now and again when I stand up, it pinches. I can feel the bruise. That's taking a little time to get better. Right. Anyway, that's now a little job done. Put it back in its proper place. It's not terribly warm, but it's only called past. It's 20 past eight. You get the inside world, don't you, here on this. That's the great thing about audio. You can carry the microphone around with you. It's just not so easy on video. Now then, I have an interview today at 4 o'clock with Pete Wilson, talking about the lawful stuff. I haven't had lawful stuff on the show for a while, so he's going to tell us about what he's doing. We did have Joe talking about trusts and flogging her book. I don't know how well that went. Often people come on the show and then you never hear back. Sometimes you do. I moved the van.
The other chap. That chap left.
Well, he must have left early, because when I got up at whatever time it was before you woke, yeah, he was gone. Seven. I had a quick look out the window. Mm. So anyway, he was gone. And
I still think he needed a note on the window.
Yeah.
Well. Never mind.
I know, he doesn't. It is a last resort for him to park up that far up the alley.
Because he's got to. Bringing it home.
Well, I know, I don't tell me.
No, I know. I'm not the only one who has a problem with this thing.
No. I know. This guy with the flatbed with this commercial vehicle, he lives across the road, so he's not even on our parade. Well, that means nothing, because we have. There's a nice couple and they put their car, and it is naughty, but we have tolerated it because they're a nice couple. But
they're considerate.
They are considerate and they do move, and we've got their number. This bloke does get in a Barney, this other chap. But he, in the past, I mean, you know, he has locked himself out his house and he has come over and asked to borrow my ladders twice. On two occasions he came over and he borrowed the ladder. I was more than happy to give it to him at the time. And then there was this bit of a Barney with him. And then he said, oh, I've never had a problem with you.
No,
you remember?
Because I was standing up to him.
Yeah.
out of curiosity, that wasn't the same fellow that helped us in with the sofa, was it?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. Yeah. He locked himself out to climb in the bathroom window in the front.
Yeah.
Something like that. I can't remember why. He'd forgotten his keys. But that was a few years ago. But, yeah, funny old game, isn't it? Funny old game, neighbours. Neighbours. Are they still going?
Probably need good neighbours.
So a little bit chilly this morning, but hopefully warming up. Yesterday it kind of clouded over, and then the sun came out, and then it clouded over again. And other people have been telling me in different parts of the country they've had lovely sunshine, and it is irritating. Anyway, I managed to get some of my book done, which were, you know, the red penning. I'm getting quite far on that. I am astounded. Absolutely astounded how many grammatical errors, lack of commas and things they're in. That was the second draft, which I had worked on quite hard. And you read it, when it's printed out on a book, you just see it, it's glaring. It may be people will say, oh, you've put too many commas in. But when I'm reading things like R.F. Delderfield, I'm observing how he uses his commas and where he uses them. And maybe there is a more newer way of doing it. By that, I mean, perhaps there's more modern audiences except are able to run the sentence together without so much as having to have the commas. I don't know. Trouble is with me, sometimes I'm putting commas in when I think there is a natural pause or a breath, but instead of when there's a clause, or you know, commas really, I suppose, are there to make the sentence have sense, because you can easily get confused. But my sentences generally aren't terribly long-winded, as R.F. Delterfield's sentences can be, because he can put clause after clause after clause into his, which can make it a bit confusing from time to time. But he writes so eloquently. Anyway, nothing to read to you today. That's just, we're a bit knackered really, so we're catching up. Anyway, 17 minutes in, you heard me move the van. That was thrilling, wasn't it? So until next time, thank you so much for listening. I will catch up with you on the next one. Bye for now.